Let's talk first about the objectives of the Obama administration's space program. If President Obama wins re-election, what would his objectives be?
Well, we want to go farther and deeper into space to explore other worlds. And then ultimately, of course, everybody who's interested in space exploration wants to put people on Mars someday. But that aside, the interesting thing is the president's plan includes these commercial space companies, SpaceX, Blue Origin, Sierra Nevada Corporation, X-Corp, and Virgin Galactic. These are commercial enterprises that are exploring space with rockets. And there's this weird irony where the other side wants to have it big government funding, like from the Cold War era. And it's just a weird thing where I don't think this is an extraordinary claim. I just think that the Republicans haven't really thought their space policy through all the way yet. And their policy came out just a couple weeks ago, I guess more than that, 6 weeks ago. It's very brief, and it really is kind of a throwback. Meanwhile, I mean, you would think these people who talk about business and so on all the time would be embracing all these remarkable companies. I mean, SpaceX sent cargo to the International Space Station for a fraction of what it would cost to do it, say, 2 years ago. And that's a commercial company, and young engineers want to work there. I've met them, and they're doing cool things. Elon Musk, who is a visionary, said he got rich, or he got very wealthy, off PayPal. He was a physics major who got good at software and had a cool idea. And so he went to the space community and said, what do we need to do? And they said, we got to get cheaper access to low Earth orbit. And so he's got a production line for rockets. You'd think the other side would want to enable that, but it doesn't seem like it.
What do you think the Obama plan, how do you think that would affect workers in Florida's space industry? It's already reeling right now from the end of NASA's shuttle program. How do you think that it would affect workers?
Well, the president's plan is, it's great for Floridians. Whether you work in the space industry directly, work for NASA, work for a company that works for NASA, or you are in the hospitality industry, or you sell pancakes, whatever it is, this is what you want. This is the future. The road to space leads through Florida. I'm not kidding. That's a real thing. I'm a political guy, but for many years I've tried not to be a partisan guy. But this year, it got out of hand. The other side's ideas are, I think, not good for the future of space exploration. They're not good for Florida. They're not good for the U.S. And really, everybody, I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating, they're not good for humans. Hurricane Sandy is almost certainly as powerful as it is, or she is, as a result of climate change. So I would like you hard-hitting investigative journalists to ask these guys in the next week about climate change. What is your policy about climate change? In dollars to donuts, they'll throw out things like, we need to continue to investigate, we need to learn more about our climate, and that involves space assets, satellites, telecommunications, and those assets are developed and built in Florida by Floridians.
Paul Ryan has said, speaking of this, that Mitt Romney's plan for the future of space is to make a plan to get the stakeholders together, NASA, the Pentagon, private industry, and so on, and create a plan because, in his words, there is not a plan in place. Can you speak a little bit to the Romney-Ryan plan?
The Romney-Ryan plan is, if I understand the term, sketchy. And I saw in one of their documents where they want to have a blue ribbon panel. Well, if you're into this business of space policy, everybody, we had a blue ribbon panel, the Augustine Commission, and the Romney-Ryan campaign has hired, as near as I can tell, people from, if you will, the old days and the Cold War approach to space exploration. And they were just not happy with what the experts in space exploration came up with a few years ago. And they're just trying to relive it. That's what it seems to me.